From the book of Acts, chapter 10. Book of Acts, chapter 10. The book of Acts, chapter 10, begin with verse 1. Hear now these words. In Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of the Italian cohort, as it was called. He was a devout man who feared God with all his household. He gave alms generously to the people and prayed constantly to God. One afternoon, about 3 o'clock, he had a vision in which he clearly saw an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. He stared at him in terror and said, What is it, Lord? He answered, Your prayers and alms have ascended as a memorial for God. Now send men to Joppa for a certain Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. When the angels who spoke to him had left, he called two of his slaves and a devout soldier from the rank of those who served him, and after telling them everything, he sent them to Joppa. About noon the next day, as they were on the roof approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while he was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw the heaven open and seemed like a large sheet coming down, being lowered into the ground by its four corners. In it were all kinds of four-footed creatures and reptiles and birds of the air. Then he heard a voice saying, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is profane or unclean. The voice said to him again, a second time, What God has made clean, you must not call profane. This happened 3 times. And the thing was suddenly taken up to heaven. Now while Peter was greatly puzzled about what to make of the vision he had seen, suddenly the men sent by Cornelius appeared. They were asking for Simon's house and were standing by the gate. They called out to ask whether Simon, who was called Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Look, 3 men are searching for you. Now get up, go down and go with them without hesitation, for I have sent them. So Peter went down to the men and said, I am the one you are looking for. What is the reason for your coming? They answered, Cornelius, a centurion, an upright and God-fearing man who is well spoken by the whole Jewish nation, was directed by a holy angel to send for you to come to his house and to hear what you have to say. So Peter invited them in and gave them lodging. The next day he got up and went with them, and some of the believers from Joppa accompanied him. The following day they came to Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called them together with his relatives and close friends. On Peter's arrival, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, worshipped him. But Peter made him get up, saying, Stand up, I am only a mortal. And as he talked with him, he went in and found that many had assembled. And he said to them, You yourselves know that it is unlawful for a Jew to associate with or to visit a Gentile. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone profane or unclean. And so when I was sent for, I came without objection. Now may I ask why you have sent me? Cornelius replied, 4 days ago at this very hour, 3 o'clock, I was praying in my house, when suddenly a man in dazzling clothes stood before me. He said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms have been remembered before God. Send therefore to Joppa, and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying in the house of Simon, a tanner, by the sea. Therefore I sent for you immediately, and you have been kind enough to come. So now all of us here in the presence of God to listen to all that the Lord has commanded you to say. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, Anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread through Judea, began in Galilee after the baptism of John was announced, and how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who are chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and testify, this is he who is ordained by God as a judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, and everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. My friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. All right. So that's more I want to talk to you a little bit about our friend Cornelius. Now, Cornelius is not Jewish. He's Italian. Now, here he is. He's Italian, and he's stationed over in the Middle East country. Think about how many of our fellow countrymen have been stationed over in Iraq and Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia in a different culture. And here's Cornelius. He's Italian, and you know, he likes Italian food. Chicken parmesans and pizza and lasagna. And here he is stationed in a foreign country. But Cornelius is interesting. He is a devout man. He loves God and is generous. And it is interesting how in Luke's gospel, he is actually the third, Luke's writings rather, in Luke and Acts, he is the third centurion that we've got a good report on. You may recall earlier in Luke's gospel, he had a centurion who sent a delegation and says, no, teacher, no, my servant is ill, no, heal him. And so Jesus says, well, I'll go down to your house, no, and lay my hands on your servant and heal him. But when Jesus got closer, the centurion stopped him and sent some messengers to stop him and said, no, no, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. And he says, no, I'm a centurion. I'm in charge of 100 soldiers. And if I tell one soldier to go, he goes. If I tell another one to come, he comes. If I tell another one to do this, he does it. You see, sir, I don't have to see it. I just give the order. I know it happens. And likewise, sir, I know if you will just give the order, give the command that my servant be healed, he will be healed. And Jesus looked around and said, oh my goodness, and said, I haven't found such faith like this in all the people of Israel, all the Jewish people. And here's this Roman guy, centurion, and he has faith in me that I can just give a simple command. And Jesus said, go in peace. Your faith has healed your servant. And when the centurion went back, he saw that his servant indeed had been healed. And then on Good Friday, Jesus is on the cross and dies. And there's a centurion. Now, maybe he's a Samaritan working for the Romans, or maybe he's Roman. But he's so touched, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. You know. And now here in the book of Acts, we have Cornelius. And so he's praying, and all of a sudden an angel appears to him. And Cornelius, this big old soldier, this centurion, this sergeant army, is scared. And how many times did I tell you back around Christmas and Advent, if you ever saw an angel, it would scare you. It's not this little precious moments, angels. In the Bible, the angel appears, that bright light, and you're in the presence of this holy being. And everybody gets scared. And the first thing the angels usually say is, don't be afraid. No, fear not. And so here's this angel, says Cornelius. And Cornelius said, what is it, Lord? And it says, your prayers and alms have been sent before God. Now, I want you to send some men to Joppa and look for a man named Simon, who goes by the name of Peter. And Simon is staying with another guy named Simon, who is a tanner by the seashore. Okay. When I read this, I thought about the old TV show back from the 80s. I know some of you may remember. Remember Newhart had the three brothers. And the one brother come in and say, I'm Larry, this is my brother Daryl, this is my other brother Daryl. Well, this is how this was. Well, I'm Cornelius, and I'm looking for Simon, the fisherman, whose name was Simon Tanner. You know, where are they, you know? Yeah. So Cornelius, being the good soldier, says, he gets two of his slaves and the soldier and says, listen, I want you to go down to the seashore, look for a guy named Simon. He's a fisherman. Name goes by Peter. And he's with another guy named Simon. Here has a little tanning shop by the seashore. Go find him. All right, we're looking for Simon and Simon, okay? Simon's to the second power. Well, meanwhile, Peter is up on the roof and he's hungry, okay? And he falls to a trance and he has this crazy vision. And so this big old sheet comes down, and in this sheet is the entire Knoxville Zoo, okay? Now, this is a little refresher, but on your Jewish hats, no, if you're Jewish, you just can't eat anything. In the book of Leviticus, there are very strict dietary rules, okay? Now, you got to eat animals that chew the cud and split the hoof. That means no rabbit stew for you. You know, I saw somebody in here with a book about lions and tigers, but no bears on my. You can't eat any of those. No. No pigs. Old Peter passed out. He saw me last 2 Sundays ago eating all those barbecue sandwiches, wasn't he? It was good. You know, no bear meat for all you hunters out there. No, in Jewish culture, it's very specific what you can and can't eat. Okay? Seafood. You can eat that fish. You can have any shrimp. You know, I remember one time, oh gosh, this is back in 2017. I went on a blind date with a young lady, and she was Seventh-day Adventist. And I found out they go by those same rules, you know, because she about passed out when she saw what I was ordering, you know, because they're vegetarians, a lot of them are, okay? And so here's this Knoxville Zoo coming down, all these animals, and, you know, Dave Graybill here, he would call this sermon Pigs in the Blanket, right? And the voice says, Peter, rise and eat. He says, Lord, I can't eat that stuff. That's not my diet, you know. I'm Jewish. I got certain animals that are kosher. And the voice says, what God's made clean, you must not call profane. And it happened 3 times. And so Peter's like, what was all that about, you know? I'm up here, I'm hungry, you know. And here's a sheep come down, the Knoxville Zoo, all these critters in, and I can't even eat. Well, meanwhile, down at the door, hey, this Simon the Tanner. It is. How can I help you, gentlemen? You got Simon the Fisherman, guy by the name Peter? Yeah, he's upstairs. We need to talk to him. And meanwhile, the Holy Spirit is saying, now, Peter, you got 3 guys downstairs looking for you. Go with them without hesitation. I sent them. And so Peter walks down and says, hey, I'm the one you sent for. What's the reason for coming? No. They say, well, Cornelius Centurion, well upright, God-fearing man, well spoken by the whole Jewish nation, was directed by a holy angel, sent for you to come to this house to hear what you have to say. And Peter said, oh, okay, well, come on in. No, come on in. No. So next day they got up and they brought some of the believers with them and they went to Caesarea. And there was Cornelius, and Cornelius was there. He had all his relatives and close friends, okay? So it's like a little, Cornelius had a little family reunion going on. So here's Peter coming in with his little posse. And here's Cornelius with all his Italian relatives. Now, have you ever been around a bunch of Italians and their relatives? You know, they have a good time. And so they walk in, and Cornelius, he falls down at Peter's feet. And Peter gets embarrassed and says, no, stand up. I'm just mortal. No, don't do that. Okay? No. And as Christians, no, we should not be bowing down for our folks and worship them. No, there's only one person worthy of that. He says, stand up. It reminds me of at the end of the Civil War when President Lincoln went to Richmond, Virginia. And the slaves recognized him and came to him and they knelt down. And they were saying, glory, hallelujah, Father Abraham. And Lincoln got embarrassed and said, no, stand up. He says, you must not bow before any man ever again. And said, and you must thank God for the freedoms you will now soon enjoy. You know, now Lincoln was like, don't bow before me. Don't do that. And Peter was like, no, don't bow before me either. You know. And he talked to them and he says, you know, it's actually against the rules for a Jewish guy like me being in the house with you guys. But God showed me that I should not call anyone profane and unclean. He says, now may I ask, why you sent me? And so Cornelius tells him the story. He says, well, I was praying 4 days ago and had this vision. The angel came to me and says, hey, send for a guy named Simon. He is with Simon the Tanner. And that's what I did. And Peter says, I get it now. I truly understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. In other words, Peter said, you know, I used to think he was just us Jewish people going to get to heaven. But now I realize that God's kingdom is just more about the Jewish folks. It's for everyone who accepts him. You know? And he says, you know the message of the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. And, you know, every Sunday I feel like I keep referring to Bonanza about how that flame begins and spreads out on the map. And talks about how the message began in Judea and spread out through Galilee. And now it's getting to you Gentiles. And listen what how Peter talks about Jesus. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Okay, that would have been at Jesus' baptism. And then it talks about how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. And we are witnesses to all that he did in both Judea and Jerusalem. And the word Peter said, we're not making this stuff up. We were there and we saw this. They put him to death by hanging him on the tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all people, but those who are chosen by God as witnesses. And who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. In other words, this wasn't some vision. This wasn't some little dream. We sat down and we had breakfast with him on the seashore. He was alive, flesh and blood. And he commanded us to preach to people and testify that he is the one ordained by God as a judge of the living and the dead. Now, a little while ago, we did the creed. We talked about how Jesus is coming again to judge both the living and the dead. And it said all the prophets, that's talking about the Old Testament, testify about him. That everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Remember how a few weeks ago, Peter preached that great sermon to the religious crowd, said there is no other name given under heaven by which men may be saved. And he picks it up here by saying that everyone who believes in him, Jesus, receives forgiveness of sins through his name. There is only one name under heaven for the forgiveness of sins. And that name is the name of Jesus. And what happened? While Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit came down and fell upon them. And all the Jewish folks were surprised. They saw how the Holy Spirit was upon all these Italian folks. And they began speaking in tongues. And Peter said, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And so they were baptized. And again, sometimes in the book of Acts, people will get baptized first and then receive the Holy Spirit. On their occasions, they receive the Holy Spirit first and then get baptized. The point is, beloved, you cannot put God in the box. And you can't look at someone else and say, "Well, this is how I got saved. This is how you should got saved." No, God works a little different sometimes. You might got the Holy Spirit first and then got baptized. This person might got baptized and then got the Holy Spirit. The important thing is, at the end of the day, you better be baptized and have the Holy Spirit. Be born of the water and the Spirit. And so here's Peter. He thought, you know, you got to be Jewish and do the law and eat the right stuff. And then God opened his eyes by showing him, here's Cornelius, a man who loves me. And he needs to hear about Jesus, the rest of the story. And when Peter was there testifying about Jesus, the Holy Spirit came down and filled Cornelius' heart and the heart of those around him. They got saved and they were baptized. And what happened was, it was no longer Jewish and Gentile, it was now God's family, the family of believers. You know, the family, one of the things you do is you go to the dinner table, don't you, and sit down and eat. And here on this Communion Sunday, we're going to go to the communion table, the table of our Heavenly Father, and join Him. Because we are one family, the family bought by the blood of Jesus, and filled with His Holy Spirit. At this time, I invite you to open your Methodist hymnal to page 12.